Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Daniel Gillum.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us, whether you're listening over 90.5 or WUOL.org or right here, our live studio audience. Today's a wonderful day for two reasons. One, there are 60 singers in the studio right now. I think the largest ensemble we've ever had in the performance studio. Two is because you get to hear the Verdi Requiem. You get a behind-the-scenes listen. You get to hear the details of the Verdi Requiem before the performance tomorrow morning or on a Friday evening with the orchestra. More singers than are in this room. The full orchestra, George Mester, soloist. Kent Hatterberg is here with the Collegiate Chorale from the University of Louisville. Their accompanist is Austin Eccles. And we're going to walk through some of the choruses from the Verdi Requiem, but we're going to start with one of the greatest moments, I think, in the Requiem. This is Liberame Fugue. This is the fugue from the end of the Requiem. So without further ado, Kent Hatterberg and the Collegiate Chorale live on Classical 90.5. If you were feeling the hair on the back of your neck stand up right now, imagine what it's going to be like with a full orchestra and the entire entire chorus. That's Kent Hatteberg and the Collegiate Chorale singing some of Verdi's Requiem. That's a fugue that comes at the end of the Requiem to the text Liberame, Free Me. We'll hear more a little later and sort of walk through the Requiem, but I thought Kent and I would first talk about how, I guess, unusual this Requiem is when you think of it in that it's non-liturgical. It's liturgical in that the text is all there from the Mass, but you would never hear this in church.
Well, we probably couldn't fit in very many churches with the size of the performing forces with the orchestra and the large choir. But yes, from the first note of the Requiem, you know that it's intended for the concert stage. And frankly, Verdi wasn't known as being a great Christian or a real religious person. In fact, his wife says, I think it's a little bit questionable if he's a believer. So you see the operatic side of Verdi coming out very much in this Requiem, very much in the solo parts. But from the first note, you know he's got a solo cello line, and you know you're set up for a fantastic experience, because from the beginning, well, let's do it, Austin. Let's play the opening. Now, it's not going to sound as beautiful as the cellos will tomorrow and Friday night, but just to give a taste of the opening. So you know right there.
Yeah.
You're set up for something.
It's exactly. The composer at Verdi here gives you a lot of space, and he says, you're in for an evening full of power, I think. Other composers also wrote requiems that you know, you don't hear in church. Brahms, the Britain War Requiem. They're sort of saying something through the concert piece and the liturgical text, aren't they?
Yes, and you've named two of the other most famous requiems that probably, if we think about all the requiems ever composed, you know, we have, of course, Mozart's Requiem, which served as a model. I think Verdi had to have known Mozart's Requiem. He wouldn't have written the Dies Irae as he did had he not studied that piece. But we have Mozart's Requiem, Berlioz's Requiem, Brahms' Requiem, Verdi Requiem, and then, of course, in the 20th century, the Britain War Requiem.
And each of these, it seems to me, have this very powerful fugue, conversation between all the voices and these melodies that fall on top of each other and interweave throughout the end.
Yes, we have two of those in the Verdi. We opened with one, the Liberame, which is in the last movement of the Requiem, and then there's a double fugue, has a subject, counter-subject throughout, and we'll do that a little bit later, but in this piece there are two fugues. Mm-hmm. Of course, in comparison with the Brahms Requiem, written not too many years apart from the Verdi Requiem, Brahms is one of the great contrapuntists. There are fantastic fugues in the Brahms Requiem.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some more from the Requiem. In fact, let's hear the opening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the Collegiate Chorale conducted by Kent Hatteberg with Austin Eccles at the piano. And we're listening to portions of the Verdi Requiem. And of course, we can't hear big chunks of it because we need an orchestra and soloist. And you can hear that tomorrow morning or Friday evening with the orchestra and more choirs and the soloist. But what this is giving you is this private, intimate view of the choruses from Verdi's Requiem. Very moving moments, especially this opening. Ken, if you would, move that microphone just a little closer. There we go. Sorry for the little bit of technical things there. What I love about this Requiem is that it's like you're hearing a Verdi opera, but the text is sacred.
Yeah, very much. His
personality is all there, you know, where you have some composers who maybe write church music and they sound a little different than, you know, what they normally write. But Verdi, is he's all there, right?
All right, yeah. And he was really at the height of his career. He wrote this when he was 60 years old, and he had some fantastic works just behind him. So really in his prime at the age of 60, back in the 1800s.
Yeah, right. Some of the moments in this Requiem are so beautiful with the chorus a cappella, unaccompanied. Which is easy to do for you to rehearse that, but then let's talk about the times when you have to rehearse it with the orchestra, air quotes for the orchestra, because the orchestra today is Austin Eccles. And how do you prepare a chorus to sing with the large Louisville Orchestra in this case?
Well, it's a wonderful question. The first thing I think of as I count on fantastic colleagues joining us, the Collegiate Chorale here, is the Voces Novae Ensemble, directed by Frank Heller, and members of the Choral Arts Society, directed by James Reitmeier. So right there, I've got a winning combination, because I know I've got two colleagues that are very serious about preparation, and their singers sing with such joy, and they're so easy to work with. So really, it's my part in this is really a wonderful spot to be in. A little heat if it doesn't go quite right, I guess. When they come together, the first rehearsal, adjusting, but our sounds aren't all that different among the three choirs. So adjusting rhythm, tempo, getting things cleaned up, getting things clear. And really what I try to do, I figured the role of the chorus in the Verdi Requiem, which is huge, but there are also huge solo parts for each of the four soloists. My job is really make the choir speak clearly. We need to get what Verdi was trying to say with the choir across to the audience. That message is so strong. And there are times when the choir, as you say, is alone, is a cappella. But there are times when they're alone doing big fugues, alone meaning without solos, but with orchestra. But there are also moments where we intersperse an idea. There's a place in the Dies Irae where we do these low Dies Irae, and they're crucial to the structure of the work and crucial in the response from the choir to what's happening with the soloists and the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the other conductors, Jim Reitmeier, Frank Heller, do you get together and sit around a table and come up with a game plan for tempos and diction and that sort of thing?
I wish I could say yes, but actually this year, those other choirs are so busy and we are so busy with our schedule. No, we did not sit down. We talked by email.
Email, yeah. And, I was going to say, yeah.
They were trying to get information from me and I was busy doing a new music ensemble, so I wasn't getting back with them. And where's the biggest thing? When are we going to rehearse? What are the times? And where are we going to do it? Mm-hmm. And they kind of entrusted me to do the rest.
So you've been able to get together with the Choral Arts Society and Voces Nove before you meet with the orchestra?
Two times.
Last
Monday and then Sunday night.
Okay, and then last night, I know you rehearsed with the orchestra, is that correct?
Yes, the first rehearsal with the orchestra, and the soloists were there as well. I have to say, for my group, only one or two have had the chance, maybe one in the whole group that's ever had a chance to do, maybe two, that have done the Verdi Requiem before. Mm-hmm. So for us, this is just fantastic. It's one of the all-time major works, of course. That doesn't need to be said. Mm-hmm. But for us, in our educational process, to come across is like great literature. You have to read this book. Well, you have to do the Verdi Requiem.
Well, that speaks volumes about this city and our ability to integrate the university and the professional ensembles and for everyone to work together. So,
yeah, it's a great collaboration. It's great fun. And when it gets down to it, it's a busy week. These students and the members of the Choral Arts Society and Voces Nove, we rehearse Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then give a concert Thursday morning. Mm. So it's a taxing week for us. And for us with classwork, with papers already coming due and studies, it's tough to keep up with.
Well, you sound wonderful, and I'm sure you're all making straight A's, right? No. Well, let's hear some more. And one of the most well-known portions of the Requiem is the Dies Irae, Day of Wrath.
Fantastic movement. If you know anything about the Verdi Requiem, you know this sound. Now, it's not going to sound the same as it will tomorrow morning, so you have to come to the concert to hear this, or come Friday night, one of the two. But with piano, we'll get close to it.
Yeah.
Now, also a reminder, this choir is 60 voices, but we have 150, so this is 40% of the choir.
Like I said, if the hair is standing up on the back of your neck now, just wait.
Yeah, if we have a chance to be heard, because the orchestra has great fun with this too. So, but we're going to try to make it speak over the top of the orchestra.
All right, let's hear it. The Dies Irae from the Requiem by Giuseppe Verdi, performed by the University of Louisville Collegiate Chorale with Kent Hatteberg as their conductor, Austin Eccles as their pianist, and here live on Lunchtime Classics. That is the opening to the Dies Irae from the Requiem by Giuseppe Verdi, and one of the most powerful moments in that piece. There's a bass drum in there that is going to just blow everyone away, I think.
Oh, yeah. And then right at the moment where we stopped, we have brass players or trumpet players up in the wings playing in the hall, And this moment, I think for all the singers, it had to last night just raise you out of your seats, the sound of that. So you hear them from all over echoing each other. It sounds a little bit like this. Austin, could we try a little bit? Now, this is a piano. The brass of the Louisville Orchestra are going to sound fantastic. We'll do just a little bit of it.
The University of Louisville Collegiate Chorale, a wonderful sound. Kent Hatterberg conducting and Austin Echols playing the trumpets there on our Steinway.
Didn't plan on going right on with that. Little snippet, but I thought, well, he's playing that whole thing. They can imagine what the brass of the Louisville Orchestra will sound like. So we just went on.
Yeah, we had to go on. Yeah, you couldn't stop. And I'm sorry you had to stop where you did, but it's impossible to do the whole thing. Well, let's move on to the less apocalyptic text of the Requiem to the Sanctus, and tell us a little bit about this this part of the Requiem.
This is Verdi at his happiest in the whole Requiem. It's a delightful holy, holy, holy in F major, and this is the double fugue. Maybe for our listeners, just to point out what the fugue subjects are, what you'll be listening for as they're interspersed throughout this movement. It's a movement of it's only probably 2.5 minutes long, but sopranos, would you demonstrate the first subject? And then second sopranos answer that with a counter subject.
Sanctus, 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 dom.
And so that's passed around the choir. It starts very regimented, like very equally across the whole choir. Starts soprano one, soprano two's answer, alto ones. Alto twos answer with counter subject. Tenor ones, subject, counter subject, second tenors, and then the baritones and the basses, mm-hmm. subject and counter subject. So it's a very regular in its entrances, and then he plays around with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Sanctus from the Verdi Requiem with the Collegiate Chorale, Kent Hatterberg conducting.
Thank you.
That seems like just a typical Verdi chorus. It's just something right out of Aida or Don Carlos or something. But Sanctus, holy, 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 beautiful. Beautifully sung there. The University of Louisville Collegiate Chorale, Kent Hatterberg conducting, and Austin Eccles. So now we're moving along. Now we're getting to some of the end of the Requiem. We get to the Agnus Dei now.
This is a very different movement. He starts off with the two solos, the mezzo-soprano and the soprano, and the solos are fabulous. We had the chance to hear them last night. They start in octaves. They start on an E, and they do it. The piece is set in C major, and it's so exposed. Any little thing, and they did a terrific job of it last night.
Mm-hmm. And then we get back to the Liberame, and we're sort of full circle now to where we
yes.
started with the Verdi Requiem. But something familiar comes back in this Liberame. The Dies Irae theme comes back.
Yes, a reminder. I told the choir, okay, this is the first entrance of the Dies. Here's the iteration. Here's the reiteration. Here's the re-reiteration. And yeah, he brings it back in the last movement. Once again, as thunderous as before.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some of this from the very end, the Agnus Dei maybe. And
yeah, let's do a little portion of
yeah.
it. We'll just do the ending of the Agnus Dei to give
okay.
you a flavor of that.
All right. It's a very tender moment, I guess. The text is calmed down. The music has, too. The beautiful lines there, and, of course, beautifully sung. So now we get back to some of the wrath towards the end, at least the music, right?
Yes, well, there's a movement that's coming in here for just the solos. Of course, doesn't take part, but then we're coming back in the seventh movement, the Liberame, mm-hmm. and, yes, that's when it comes back.
All right. Well, let's hear some of the Liberame. We've heard some of this already. But anything you want to say about the Liberame?
Well, you mentioned earlier, Daniel, that he sometimes has the choir a cappella. This is a moment of exquisite beauty when he brings in the Requiem text and he uses the soprano soloist and choir alone. And the last note of the soloist, she soars up to a high B-flat and gently sings it. It's mm-hmm. one of the stunning moments of the piece. As chilling as the Dies Irae is, this is at the opposite extreme of dynamic and caressing a high note. And this takes real class to be able to pull this off as a soprano soloist. Mm-hmm. And we'll do that portion of it, but we don't have the soprano soloist. So
right.
imagine a
okay.
wonderful soprano singing what Austin is going to play one note at a time.
Oh, he plays trumpets. He's a soprano.
He's a versatile man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
the University of Louisville Collegiate Chorale with Kent Hatteberg conducting and Austin Eccles playing piano, the soprano part that you can hear tomorrow morning or Friday evening. And now we've come to the very end of the requiem, so to speak. We're back to the fugue, this liberame idea.
I think we should do a little bit more of that
as
kind of a closure to to the requiem.
And we have a treat for you after we finish talking about the requiem, so it's not over yet. That's a teaser, if I've ever heard one, right there. Yeah, you just leave us hanging. I assure you, though, you'll want to hear the full performance tomorrow morning, Friday evening. That's Kent Hatteberg leading the University of Louisville Collegiate Chorale. Their accompanist, they're Austin Eccles, and they are part of three choirs singing the Verdi Requiem tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, and Friday evening with the Louisville Orchestra, along with the Choral Arts Society, with James Reitmeier as their conductor, and Wojciech Snowe with Frank Heller conducting. George Messer conducting the whole shebang with four soloists who will be there tomorrow morning and Friday evening. So go see it. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening and morning. Now, the treat is we get to hear the Collegiate Chorale doing what they do best, and that is unaccompanied music by wonderful composers like William Hawley. And I hope you decide that we do the Moses Hogan, the Battle of Jericho.
Oh, if we have time.
It's on the list. Oh, we have time. Believe me. We have time. Samuel Barber and a composer I'll let you pronounce. I tell you what, let's go ahead and hear some music. William Hawley from his Four Reveries will hear two of the movements. The Collegiate Chorale directed by Kent Hatteberg on Lunchtime Classics live at Classical 90.5.
To me in the silence of the night.
We heard two movements from a piece called Four Reveries by William Hawley. The Collegiate Chorale, conducted by Ken Hatteberg and Austin Eccles, their accompanist, but not there. Completely unaccompanied, a beautiful sound in this wonderful room. Kent, thanks for bringing these voices here. Tell us about some of these other composers we'll be hearing.
Well, the next piece that we'll do is Twelfth Night by Samuel Barber, a very beautiful, sharply dissonant and shockingly surprising harmonic swings in the piece. I really chose the pieces because we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth this year. A fabulous American composer, mm-hmm. not known specifically for choral works, but certainly wrote some very good pieces.
Mm-hmm. And who's the next composer? Pronounce that for me.
Eriks Eschenvalds.
Oh, right.
Yes, he's a Latvian composer. Uh-huh. This is the second piece we've done by him. Last year we did a piece. So what was the name of the piece we did last year?
Evening.
Yeah, Evening. Evening. And we recorded that piece. We did a recording last year with our Cardinal Singers of all Nordic, Latvian, Lithuanian, and Estonian composers. Mm-hmm. We released it last summer, and that was on that recording. And he had sent me a copy of this piece a year ago, and I looked at it, and I was really taken by the piece. And it simply turned out that I didn't pick it last year because of the length of it. It's about 6 minutes long, and I needed for a program we were doing for the National Collegiate Choral Organization in Cincinnati. They had a national convention that the chorale sang at. I didn't have that much room in the program to do it, so I thought, well, I'll put that away. And I didn't think about it for a while, but I pulled it out this summer. I read through it, and it just really hit me. The piece is called A Drop in the Ocean, and it's in English. But he superimposes Latin chanted by the altos. It's Latin version of the Lord's Prayer. And then he chooses the texts so wisely. It's really a dedication to Mother Teresa, written shortly after her death. And in fact, uses some of the words that she wrote, and also uses a tune that was done by several of the nuns where she worked, I believe, in India. This is off the top of my head, but a tune that they had written appears in the middle. And then her famous quote, all of my work is but a drop in the ocean, but if I had not done it, the ocean would be one drop the less. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, a setting of that, the way he sneaks it in, really, in octaves in two of the voice parts toward the end of the piece, while the rest of the group is doing a really very simple and beautiful four-part homophonic section.
Okay. And then we have one of the great arrangements of Moses Hogan, The Battle of Jericho. You just have to experience it, I guess, right?
It is so unfortunate that he passed away in 2003, because he was at probably mid-40s, 44, mm-hmm. 45 or something like that. And I believe he had I'm not sure if it was a brain aneurysm or what. It was just so unfortunate that he left us, because he turned out an awful lot of great arrangements that high schools, colleges, and professional choirs do all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's funny, when we travel with our groups and Cardinal Singers, when they're going overseas, we're hearing Moses Hogan arrangements quite often from foreign choirs, which is very interesting for us to listen to their use of our language. He's just a great arranger, and this is one of the ones that is so familiar, so we thought we would put great. That in at the
all
end.
Right, so Samuel Barber, Eschenvalds, and an arrangement of Moses Hogan, the Collegiate Chorale with Kent Hatteberg conducting.
Like a worm, and the heart sounds still.
Doubt. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Joshua, Jericho.
The battle of
Jericho.
Jericho.
The battle of Jericho. And the walls come tumbling.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Jericho. Jericho.
Jericho.
Talk about your kings of Gideon. Talk about your men of Saul.
Yes,
I'm done like good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua
at the Battle of Jericho. Jericho.
Jericho.
The University of Louisville Collegiate Chorale, conducted by Kent Hatteberg. What a wonderful performance there of the arrangement of Moses Hogan of the Battle of Jericho. We also heard music by Samuel Barber and Erich Eschenwalds. And, of course, before that, William Hawley and Verdi's Requiem. Wonderful. Thanks, Kent, for being here and for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know your voices are getting close to being tired, right? But tomorrow it will all pay off, and Friday evening it will pay off as well. Looking forward to hearing all of you. Thank you so much for being here.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
We'd also like to thank a City Cafe for lunch today. Andy High was our sound man for today. The University of Louisville Collegiate Chorale, of course. Kent Hatteberg, Austin Eccles playing piano. And, of course, you, the contributing listener, your membership makes this possible. Next week, join us for Joyce Yang. She's going to be our guest for a recital, a pianist, a wonderful pianist, next week, live, 12 noon, here on Lunchtime Classics. And you can find out about our complete schedule at WUOL.org. We thank you, our live audience, for being here as well. And we look forward to seeing you back next week. Thanks a lot.